straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast, this is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm unforgettable.
When he's on the clock, Parco, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best. This
is about me.
Is Bristol's Vault.
Now, this is the Vault. And everyone now makes an appointment, Nath, in their diary on a Saturday afternoon to be doing nothing when this occurs. This is going back to 3UZ 1991. Bristol's just retired from Collingwood.
I was a young boy.
He was a captain coach of Paran.
He's written that book.
He'd written the book. In the VFA, he's dominating for Paran, but he's also just dipping his toe into the media water with 3UZ. Breakfast show called what, Bristol?
The good sports.
He's looking sheepish, but he loves it. He loves the attention, doesn't he?
So what we've done with all the other vaults, we've focused on some of the big interviews. Nadia Comaneci, of course. George Foreman.
George Foreman twice.
Shut up. You guys. You've got to be good.
Leroy Burrell. All of the big names.
See Leroy Burrell's son over the weekend at the college titles over there, JB.
Sprinting.
Broke his old man's college record.
Fair dinkum. I didn't see that. Anyway, this time, in-show Bristol. So what we've done is we've gone away from interview Bristol and we've gone in-show Bristol. 14th of Feb, 1991. This is Valentine's Day.
Early on.
Enjoy.
Currently 19 degrees, 3Z, the good sports, 21 to 6.
Till 7 a.m, you're kicking goals with Brian Taylor and the greater 3UZ Good Sports.
Dave Loughton, good morning.
G'day, big fella.
A lot of sport news around with the golf happening. It's really dominated the papers today. I've already been through the papers and golf has absolutely dominated the papers today.
Yeah, I reckon.
See, the Australian Masters this year, in previous years, they've had a set up there where the players go and enjoy lunch free of charge, on IMG's bill, I suppose, and they've always had that. But this year, they're not going to supply lunch for the players, as last year one player had 24 lunches in one day.
That wasn't Chris Patton, was it?
Well, you'd reckon it would be, but had 24 lunches in one day. Must have had a few mates. 3UZ, the good sport. Who am I? 347-3477, toll free 0808-033-430. I was born in 1936 on August 21st in the United States. Brian of Epping. Brian, who do you think it might be?
Pancho Gonzalez.
No, bad luck, Brian, and I've stumped them this morning. You're on your way to work too, Brian, I suppose.
That's right, Brian.
A lot of people getting up at this time, aren't there?
Sure are.
Do you miss the traffic? Do you leave right now? Or?
No, I go by public transport.
Oh, well, you're laughing, yeah. Yeah. Is that reliable these days?
Not too bad.
Okay. Good on you, Brian. Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Let's take a caller on the line. It's Dan of South Melbourne, and he has a St. Valentine's Day greeting for someone in particular. How are you, Stan?
Good, how are you going, mate?
Oh, pretty good, Stan. Who do you want to send this one to, Stan?
Carol Smith.
Carol Smith, yes.
Yep.
What would you like to say?
I'd just like to tell her I think the world of her.
Oh, good on you, Stan.
She's great, and keep up the good work she's doing.
Okay, Stan, well, let's hope she's heard that, and anyone else that would like to call in today on this St. Valentine's Day. Thanks a lot, Stan.
Good on you, mate.
Okay, let's go to Tracy of Reservoir now, and she has a St. Valentine's Day greeting for someone in particular. I wonder who it is. Tracy, who is it for?
For my husband, Gary. It's his wedding anniversary.
Oh, how sweet.
And I wanted to say happy anniversary and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, sensational, Tracy. And would he be listening at the moment? Where would he be?
I'm pretty sure he's in the shower because he's bought me a mystery tour for my anniversary present, and we have to leave at 7:30.
Oh, really? So how does that actually work?
Well, I'm not really sure. I think you go out, you pay for your ticket, you don't know where your destination is.
Is it by bus or train?
No, by plane.
By plane?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be interesting for you.
Yeah.
Well, have a nice day, and I hope you both have a nice day.
Thanks very much.
3Z The Good Sports. It's 14 past 6 here, and let's have a bit of Manfred Mann. Doo-ah, diddy-diddy.
She was just walking down the street.
Who am I? Ken of Frankston. Ken, who do you think I am?
BT. Would it be Tobago?
Who?
Tobago?
Who?
America?
No, bad luck there, okay. Ken. Let's take another caller, and this time it's David of Bayswater. David, it's a pretty tough question, this one, isn't it?
Hello, Brian. Abdul
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is incorrect. Bad luck there, David. Richard, you're next.
I was going to say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar myself.
No, bad luck, Richard.
Okay, thank you.
Good on you. And let's take Bob now, and Bob's gone, so that's another one down the drain. And Norm on a car phone. Whereabouts are you, Norm? Norm's gone. Norm's not anywhere at the moment. So we've got through all those callers, and we've finally got through a morning without giving away the Who Am I?
Come on, Bristle.
Bristle. Destroying me.
Lots of magnificent takeouts for me in the best vault so far. What I loved, I think it was Stan you were addressing when you said, a lot of people getting up at this time. It's the morning. That's when people get up.
And Jim, is the public transport reliable these days?
And then just a light, nice bridge between a couple of segments. Here's Manfred Mann with some do-wah-diddy-diddy.
And then Tracy said, I want to think this out to my Valentine. My husband is in the shower. And then Brian's gone,
She booked a mystery tour. What was it? Is it a bus?
How does that work?
Is it a bus?
Let's get out to Norm. And Norm's nowhere.
You there, Norm?
Did you notice the first time called you? It was 21-6.
Look, I'm young and I'm early.
5:39 a.m.
I'm telling you.
You were getting home at 5:39 only 2 years earlier.
Oh, no, look, it's not fair.
Brian, that is as funny as anything I've ever heard.
It's Tracy on this mystery tour.
And then, as we said at the top of the show, Nafe, he then has a mini Brian off with Brian. Yeah. Thank you, Brian. Well, that's nice, Brian. Yeah, Brian. Yeah, Brian. We'll catch you a little later, Brian. Yeah, well, thank Brian. You, Brian.
Brian. Get even more from JB, Bristle, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast, only on the Triple M app.